This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Today on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, we focus on nutrition, but not for the cow. This week, it's all about who's milking the cow, the health of the dairy farmer. Our guest is Amy Miller, a farm girl who knows nutrition, human nutrition, a registered dietitian, now with Farmer's Daughter Consulting.
The guidance that a personal trainer would give someone working in the agricultural industry may be very different. And even within the industry, we know dairy farmers work much differently than people that have row crops, for example. So a lot of times people do say that to me, my job's already physical. So why would I even worry about fitness? And it is really interesting. We've seen an uptick in among a lot of American farmers and increasing overweight, obesity, and struggles with that. And it's pretty much in line with the rest of the United States population. So it's very interesting that even though people are getting in a lot of steps, it's really still difficult to incorporate diet, fitness, all of those. And what I tell people is, it's taking time for yourself. Fitness is prioritizing yourself. And even a short workout will feed into your other habits. And I like to tell people, when you treat your body well, you treat yourself well. So if you do fit in that 20-minute workout, you're more likely to eat healthier and manage your stress. And also, I know that a lot of the dairy producers, it's a family-run business, right? So if you take prioritized fitness, it's going to impact the others in your close circle. And another reason that fitness is a really good resolution or goal is that it can help with pain management. In the agricultural industry, a lot of times we're doing repetitive motions. So we're doing the same setup every single day, you know, the same pre-milking routine every single day. And our joints are going through the same motion. So sometimes when we think about corrective exercises or counter exercises, those can help with joint stability and managing that pain.
Comments from registered dietitian Amy Miller, a farm girl herself, who says if you work out, you shouldn't be focusing on burning calories.
I really think you want to view fitness as getting strong and improving your life and improving your mental health. And that will help you develop a much healthier relationship with food.
Again, comments from Amy Miller, a registered dietitian and founder and president of Farmer's Daughter Consulting, talking about the regimens to a healthy lifestyle. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. A new USDA online farm loan application tool is available to help producers more easily understand and complete the application process. Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau.
The farm loan team is already working to streamline our loan application to have it look a lot more like a financial document and a lot less like a packet of paper that has a bunch of legalese or jargon on it.
The tool can also count withdrawn and incomplete loan applications.
One of the challenges we have in those programs is we have a fairly convoluted application process, and it's hard for producers to understand from the outset what the eligibility requirements are, what we might loan money for, and where they fit into the suite of services that we currently offer. The loan assistance tool is really our effort to start reimagining how we're going to do farm loans into the future. Using the loan assistance tool, a producer can go to the website, click through, and really get a better understanding of what their eligibility is like, what programs we have to offer within our farm loan programs, and how that can help them in their business. We're taking steps to streamline that process because the opportunities to get into agriculture are often very time limited. You may never get another opportunity to buy the chunk of land that adjoins you. And if the tool that you need is what the FSA has to offer, and it takes us 6 months to get an application through the door, that just isn't acceptable. So we need to be able to move in a more timely manner so we can help producers take advantage of opportunity when it does present itself.
The loan assistance tool is available online at farmers.gov. USDA analysts getting ready to issue a new round of market forecasts amid growing uncertainties about the world economy and demand factors. USDA Outlook Chairman Mark Jackanowski.
The economic uncertainty that weighs heavily on our export demand outlook.
The latest USDA Outlook coming tomorrow. A reminder for archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. Thank you for listening and supporting the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.